From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French police have released a photo of the suspect who is still at large from the Friday night attacks in Paris that killed 132. The suspect is identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old man born in Brussels, Belgium. He is one of three brothers linked to the string of near simultaneous attacks carried out by the Islamic State. The Paris attacks dominated the G20 summit in Antalya, Turkey, where President Obama represented the U.S. VOA's Luis Ramirez was there.
Leaders came to talk about trade, energy, and climate change, but it was the terrorist attacks in Paris and the need to do something about the conflict in Syria that topped the agenda.
We will redouble our efforts.
The U.S. leader said the United States stands in solidarity with the French and will help hunt down the perpetrators of the attacks in Paris and work to resolve the Syrian crisis.
As was true with the terrible attacks that took place in Ankara, the killing of innocent people based on a twisted ideology is an attack not just on France, not just on Turkey, but it's an attack on the civilized world.
At the summit's first working session, a moment of silence was observed for all victims of terrorism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Antalya, Turkey.
And there will be a midday moment of silence today remembering the victims of the attacks throughout the EU. Meantime, French fighter jets have launched massive airstrikes against the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa, Syria. Egyptian security officials say police discovered the bodies of 15 African migrants found shot dead in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel and Gaza, AP identifying them as Sudanese. This is VOA News. United States has transferred five Yemeni detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to the United Arab Emirates. Five low-level detainees had been held at the U.S. military prison for more than a decade. None had been charged with a crime. The conflict in Yemen has made it impossible for the Obama administration to transfer detainees from Guantanamo to their homeland, instead having to negotiate resettlement within other countries. It is being reported that UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will visit Pyongyang this week for a possible meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The possible trip comes 6 months after Pyongyang at the last minute canceled an invitation for Mr. Ban to visit an inter-Korean factory park in the North Korean city of Kaesong. James Kim, a research fellow at the Asan Institute for Policy Studies in Seoul, spoke with VOA.
This kind of approach hasn't been tried before. It signals that potentially there could be a different approach that North Korea may be taking with respect to the outside world by agreeing to a meeting with the head of the UN. So these are hopeful signs.
If the trip does take place, Secretary General Ban would be the first UN head to visit North Korea since Boutros-Ghali did so in 1993. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose National League for Democracy party swept to a resounding victory in the November 8th parliamentary elections, has opened talks with long-standing military foes as she prepares to form the next government. President Thein Sein, speaking Sunday, vowed his full cooperation in the transition to a new government. Nicholas Farrelly, director of the Myanmar Research Center at the Australian National University, speaks with VOA.
That's an election, of course, which looks as though it will deliver a great deal of power and influence to the president's political opponents. Every signal coming from him and from senior members of the armed forces suggests that they're prepared to concede that they have lost whatever mandate it is that they claimed in the past, and that that mandate has now transferred to Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy.
Aung San Suu Kyi, who spent 15 years under house arrest for her pro-democracy activism, has in recent days raised eyebrows, insisting that she will appoint a proxy president with little power while governing from a position above the presidency. And the Philippines ordering security checks there for the upcoming APEC economic meeting later this week. The country is on full alert. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.